the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour have had our share of censorship problems. But we are not against censorship because we realize there is always the danger of something being said.
Pat Paulson ran for president in 1968, was it? Yeah, 1968. This is him. His birthday, 800-222-5222. We're going to speak to Sergeant, LAPD, retired Sergeant Cheryl Dorsey. Their book is Black and Blue, The Creational Manifesto. Cheryl, how are you?
Hi, Dr. Drew. I'm well. Thank you.
Welcome. So we're going to talk about some not well topics, including what's going on in Chicago. What do they need to do there? It seems like law enforcement has sort of given up or is standing down. Is that just my impression or is that really happening?
Well, you know, I think that's what's going on. And that's kind of what they said. I saw an article over the weekend where they said that they were frustrated. The police expressed frustration about these shootings that seem to occur week in and week out. And I don't understand what it is that they can't figure this thing out. I mean, could you imagine any other occupation where things get tough, things get a little dicey and you say, you throw your hands up. Imagine if the fire department came out to your house that was engaged and said, oh, this is a big fire. It's too hot. We can't do it. I mean, come on. It's unconscionable and it's outrageous that they would not act. If this were going on in another community, they would have figured this stuff out. The first weekend, they had 100 people wounded and 14 killed, like they did over the 4th of July.
Well, what I can imagine, though, is something along the lines of what we've experienced in healthcare, which is that they just don't give us adequate resources to do our job. So at a certain point, you just kind of give up.
You don't get to listen. You don't get to give up. I mean, we're the professionals. This is what we train for. And you know, crime and rampant crime at that is inherent to police work. And so if you can't get it done, then you hire more people. You network with other police chiefs
I get you how to get it done. But I'm wondering what occurs to me is I'm wondering if what's above law enforcement, meaning the politics, the politicians, the people that hold the purse strings, are making it literally impossible in some way for them to do their job. It has to be, right?
I don't buy that. I'm not going to give them that pass because, listen, if this stuff was happening in an affluent area, Dr. Drew, I promise you, imagine Beverly Hills last weekend, 100 people wounded, 14 killed. Do you think they would allow that to happen next weekend?
No.
There's no way. It
right.
would never occur. And so these things are going on in minority communities, and I think, you know, I don't know the heart of these people, but it seems to me that they don't have a vested interest in doing anything different. And for the president to say that he's bringing in the feds to clean the streets is ridiculous because police work, patrol work, street cop stuff is very different from what the federal government does. And so I don't know what their plan is. Obviously, they don't have one.
Wouldn't you, I hate to lay the blame at the feet of law enforcement because they've been complaining and frustrated and angry and wanting to do their job. And I forget what their reasonings were, you know, exactly why they felt they couldn't do their job. But I'm wondering if they would welcome sort of any show of force to help make the streets safe.
Well, a show of force is not going to change the problem, right?
Yeah.
What they need to do is they need to deal with those bad doers. They need to maybe, if letting them out is a problem, if recidivism is adding to these people going through the revolving system that is the penal system,
yep,
and then coming back out and wreaking havoc on the community, then they need to change the way that they sentence violent offenders.
Yep.
But the police have got to figure this out. And listen, LAPD knows what to do. Call Chief Tommy Beck if they don't know what to do in Chicago and find out what would we do if we were faced with those kinds of numbers weekend after weekend.
And to be fair, you know, LA periodically has faced things like this, right?
Absolutely. I mean, during my time on LAPD, my 20-year career when I worked in patrol, we had problems with gang activity. We had problems with robberies. We had problems with homicides. And so we figure out how to navigate. We figure out how to move resources, how to deploy people in areas where they're more effective to tamp down that kind of activity. And then those resources are put back in those other areas where they come from. But there's a way to get it done and ask for help if you don't know how to make it happen.
Yeah, I think that's the bottom line is that maybe we should be, ask for help. Not from the feds, though?
No, what I'm saying is for those police departments that don't seem to have a plan, a strategic plan in place.
All right.
Then contact a large metropolitan police department like the Los Angeles Police Department or like NYPD who deal with these kinds of things.
Right.
I mean, this stuff is not going on anywhere else to the extent that it is in Chicago. And so just to say that, you know, we're frustrated and we don't know what to do, that's not acceptable.